That's a small hill?
Small hill is, and I'm right. I mean, I do remember it's a knoll.
Uh-huh. What about something a whole lot bigger than a hill? We wouldn't have any around here, but...
We don't have it around here. Because if we saw one, we'd call it a mountain.
And the rocky side of the mountain that drops off real sharp?
Cliff.
And talking about several of those, you talk about several...
Cliffs.
And up in the mountains where the road goes across in a low place, you call that...
Valley.
Or still up in the mountains, just a low place between...
The ridge, no, you're on the ridge and you cross the gap.
Okay. And gunfighters on television, for every man that they kill, they cut a little...
Notch.
And say if you had a heavy rain and down the side of a hill the water had cut out a...
Gully.
Okay. What size is a gully?
Well, gullies vary in size from very small to very large.
Any special names?
We really usually think of a gully as caused like erosion.
Mm-hmm.
Then a gully erodes the land because
mm-hmm.
you know, a kind of an uncontrolled ditch.
Mm-hmm. Any special names for a gully that's very deep and narrow?
I don't believe we had a name. It sounded like you're talking about like canyon, which I'd call it. Just from seeing a canyon other place, but I think here they just called it a big gully.
And what different kinds of streams do you have around here?
Well, we have, we call them creeks,
mm-hmm.
which are freshwater flowing streams of water, and we call them creeks. And if they get a little bigger, we call them rivers.
Anything?
I think that's all. Stream. Yeah, we do call a little bitty one stream.
What about the term bayou?
Now, bayou is a different thing. Bayou is an arm of a, like a bay.
Mm-hmm.
Like Pensacola Bay is an arm, say, of the Gulf, and then a bayou is a little body of water that is connected to the bay.
Mm-hmm. It's salt water.
It's salt water.
Say if you had a stream that was flowing along and it dropped off and went on over, you'd call that a...
Waterfall.
And what are the names of some of the creeks and rivers and things in this area?
All right, we've got Cypress Creek, Coldwater Creek, 11 Mile Creek, Juniper Creek, Blackwater Creek.
What about rivers?
Escambia River, Yellow River, Blackwater River, Perdido River.
Perdido?
Perdido, which is a Spanish name. It's the river that is the western boundary between Florida and Alabama. And it's, of course, it means lost river.
Mm-hmm. What about bayous?
We have Bayou Grande, Bayou Chico, Bayou Tahar, which is spelled T-E-X-A-R.
What does that mean?
It's an Indian name. I don't know what it means, but it's pronounced Taha.
Mm-hmm.
But it is T-E-X-A-R. And then, of course, Bayou Grande is Spanish for big bayou, and Chico is Spanish for little bayou.
The place where boats stop and where freight's unloaded is called a...
Dock.
And what different kinds of roads are there around here?
Well, we have paved roads, clay roads, unpaved roads, and sand trails. Is that answering your question?
What are the paved roads made out of?
Well, some of them concrete and some of them asphalt.
Mm-hmm. What about the little rocks that they put on roads?
Pebbles.
Mm-hmm.
Gravel.
And what would you call the a little road that turns off the main road?